from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you just, like I said, for, you know, both of us at one point in the series, lost 3 games. It doesn't matter how it's gone. It doesn't matter how you draw it up. Like, you know, they lost the first three games, we lost the next three. Like, it's even right now. It doesn't matter what has happened to get to this point. So it's easy to forget. You know, you forget everything that's happened throughout this whole season, really. The whole season comes down to one game. Like, at home, how could you not be so jacked up for this? This is absolutely incredible, incredible opportunity. So, you know, yes, you want to, you know, recognize or remember some of the good things that helped you, you know, beat these guys earlier in the series. But I don't know. I'm trying to forget all of it and just go in there with win this one game. That's what it comes down to.
Game 7 tonight. Matthew Tkachuk is jacked up. I bet Dave Hyde is excited for this one, too. We're going to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop hundreds of Toyotas indoors. And one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. As we welcome in Dave Hyde. And Dave, I guess my first question to you is, where are you right now? Have you made it back?
I'm on a dog sled between Edmonton and Calgary right now. I did make it back. I did make it back, and I have now filled my quota, my lifetime quota of trips to Edmonton. I will not be going back there, no matter what, in my life. So that was the worst itinerary in sports is that one, this one.
Well, we're sending you back for game 8, Dave. They're gonna have game 8 up there. We're gonna send you back. You were up there for game 6, and you know, obviously did not go very well for the Panthers, and you saw the sort of shell-shocked look on their face, Dave, at the end of that one as the camera panned across the bench. And I ask you, Dave, from being up there and covering this thing and being in the locker room, how do they bounce back and how do they mentally get right heading into this do or die game 7 here tonight?
How is, you know, Tkachuk just said it, but can they get there?
Yeah.
And I got to admit, anybody predicting what's going to happen, especially in this market, remember last year the Heat are up 3-0 on Boston. They lose the next 3 games, including the tip into Gerald White at the buzzer in game 6. And now they have to go to Boston for game 7. And I wrote them, everybody wrote them all, oh, this series is over, and the Heat win by 19. So, I mean, in a one-game season, who knows what to expect. I've never covered a game with such extremes, though, where if the Panthers win, it's the greatest night in franchise history. Everything's forgotten of the previous 3 games. If they lose, It's the biggest collapse in 80 years, and you know, only the Red Sox coming back against the Yankees in 2004 matches it in sports. So the extremes of this night are off the charts.
Yeah, you know, and Dave, we've talked so much already on this show about psychological angles of this game tonight, but tactically, you know, we've seen throughout the postseason, Paul Maurice has pushed so many buttons and most of the right buttons with what he's done, changing his power play units and line changes. Is there any button he might press differently tonight, or is it really just going out there and executing? What do you think Maurice's approach tactically is going to be?
Yeah, I mean, there are some things that are beyond my hockey knowledge. Edmonton has made a couple tweaks in the series where they're breaking out with deep passes and getting 2-on-1 breaks and rushes that we haven't seen against the Panthers in the postseason. But for the most part, if they could have pushed a button to solve why they're 1-for-19 in the series on power plays and why Edmonton has two shorthanded goals, basically outscoring the Panthers on their own power play, they would have done it. Now, they took Montour off the power play and put Ekman Larson in after Montour's bad pass led to a shorthanded goal in game 5. But I think we're down to what the players can do. And the one thing we don't know is who's healthy enough to do a lot. We haven't seen much of Verhaeghe or Reinhardt or Tkachuk had that very good game 5, but that was about it for him in about 10 games. So Barkov had a great game in game 6. He's a dominant player, and yet he's going to need some help to come with him. So I think Maurice is, you know, not strategic buttons, emotional buttons at this point. How can he get this team loose to start with? Because they've played real tight at the start of games in the last few games.
I mean, I guess we have to credit Edmonton, right, Dave? Because, you know, those throughout the playoffs and into those first 3 games, I know obviously the Oilers had some moments and Bobrovsky was standing on his head in game 1, but the Panthers had really just physically set the tone this entire postseason, and this finesse Oilers team has figured it out. How can the Panthers rediscover what they had going up until game 4?
There's the question right there. Can they, you know, they've played it in spurts. The end of game 5, so game 6 by, you know, after they fell down 3-0, they played well. But the question is, can they put a whole game together? And that's what they haven't been able to do the last few games. Really, the series is they haven't played a full game. Maybe game 2, but other than that, how they really want to. So can they get back to that? Can it appear again? But, yeah, all credit to Edmonton. Look, Connor McDavid's everything he's advertised to be. And you know, he had the goal or the pass of the series where he splits the Panthers defenseman. It came with him. He was on the ice for 2 minutes. More than 2 minutes when he did that. Shifts usually at 45 seconds, guys are trying to get off the ice. And he's played 3 or 4 games this series where he's played 25 minutes. And no Panther forward is really going over, you know, just a little over 20 minutes. So when you add that up, he's played a full game more than anybody else, any comparable player, any forward this series, and yet he's still going. So, again, all credit to Edmund for coming back from 3-0.
Dave Hyde with us here on QAM. You can find his recap of Game 7 in the Sun Sentinel. Dave, man, this is so crazy heading into this game and the shifts in momentum in this series. I know us as fans and people looking on, basically thought this thing was a wrap, right? I mean, go either in game 4 or especially in game 5. I don't think anyone gave Edmonton much of a shot. Did the Panthers buy into that as a team? Did you get that vibe from them being around that team that maybe they thought that this thing was over? Is that something that was problematic through this series?
You know, I don't think anybody, well, no one came out and said it's over, but sure, they're human, up 3-0. And then they had that awful game four in Edmonton, which is, you know, I thought they'd lose game four just for a lot of reasons. How many – winning four straight doesn't happen a lot, especially in championship series. So, but if – you know, then, you know, they brought in all the family and office workers to Edmonton for game four with the idea they could close it out. And that seemed to – emotionally get into some of the, you know, talking to the off to the side, it seemed to get into their heads a little that maybe they shouldn't have done that. And they didn't do it for game six. It was a purely business trip. So, you know, did they think they were going to win? Sure. I'm sure up 3-0, you know, it again, it's historical if Edmund comes back in this series. So, I thought they'd win game five at home. I still thought they had a, you know, they had a good chance in game six. And you know, part of it's you see the team win so often and come back from so much when they make it this far, it's hard to foresee a collapse. So I still think they have a good chance to win tonight.
Yeah, I was about to ask you just that. If you have any prediction, Dave, what do you think happens this evening?
Tell me who scores the first goal. If the Panthers score the first goal, they can ride some momentum and the building will go crazy and all that stuff. If Edmonton scores the first goal for the fourth straight game, that building will go silent and the Panthers will start to get it. You know, both sides will feel it. And so I think it's really – tell me who scores the first goal and I think that team wins.
Dave, appreciate the time as always. Dave Hyde, resident of South Florida, but now I've heard, Dave, you've purchased property in Edmonton to go back and forth. I know you're into fishing. They do ice fishing over there, correct?
Year round, probably.
I'm sure they do. I'm sure they the Youngstown of Canada, as I call it.
Youngstown. Dave, thank you very much. Enjoy the game, and we'll talk to you soon. All right.
All right, guys. Thanks.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.